The recent bout of winter weather that many of us have felt has hit the U.S. economy. Winter storms cooled job growth in February. The only question is by how much. Economists, investors, and job seekers are looking to today's employment report from the government for an answer. NPR's John Itzie says their predictions have been dampened by the weather, too.
John Sylvia is the top economist for Wells Fargo. His forecast for job growth in February has been pounded down by the weather.
We're thinking 135,000. Which is a little bit below the consensus.
Surveys of economists show an expectation of around 150,000 new jobs, but that's well below the average monthly job growth of around 200,000 for much of last year. Sylvia predicts that retail employment was affected because shoppers didn't show up, that construction job growth slowed because snow covered job sites, and that hotels, bars, and restaurants needed fewer workers because they had fewer customers.
When you're talking about restaurants, leisure, bars, I mean, then now you're talking about people voluntarily going out driving someplace, and certainly the weather would have a negative impact there.
Losses from empty hotel rooms and restaurant tables won't be regained. But Sylvia says the economy will make up some ground and grow faster in the coming months.
It will have a slight negative impact on overall economic growth, but we do think the second quarter pickup will reestablish a stronger trend.
And Sylvia predicts this year's growth will end up being stronger than last year's. So what about the unemployment rate? It's been steadily falling over the past year and now stands at 6.6%. Federal Reserve policymakers have said that a 6.5% rate is the threshold where they will begin considering moving short-term interest rates higher. John Sylvia thinks that rate will be hit today. That could roil financial markets, which are very sensitive to rising interest rates.
6.5% is significant. And we think that the markets will, again, be a little bit defensive.
The Fed has tried to reassure investors that it's likely to keep rates low long after crossing the 6.5% threshold. John Itzie, NPR News, Washington.